touchdown.
Mike Weiser on the sidelines for WLW Sports today. Nick Hessling kicking away from his 40-yard line right to left across your field. And your radio, it's a short kick, bounces at the 24-yard line, brought in by number 5, Trey Bauer. He's across the 30 down to the 32-yard line. And it's going to be first and 10 for the PW Pirates at their own 32.
Yeah, a tackle made there by number 2, Travis Essemaker.
First and 10 for PW. Still yet to score today. 8:10 left in the first half. Harbor Beach's first drive of the day result was only a 10-yard field, set up by an 80-yard return from Josh Shelgi. I formation, pitch out to Walniakowski. He's met at the line of scrimmage at the 33. They're going to mark him down to the 34 by number 50, George Sutherland.
The kicker.
And Nick Hessling out there as well. 2-yard gain, 2nd and 8.
Yeah, again, the defensive line is doing a great job winning the battle right now. These undersized, speedy defensive linemen are getting to the outside, holding down the ends, and still plugging up the middle at the same time.
2nd and 8. Pro set in the backfield. And it's a shotgun with Nuremberg keeping it for himself out to the 40-yard line. It's going to be a 6-yard gain. Stay up a 3rd and 2 now. Nuremberg read the defense and decided to keep for himself, dove between the lines, and found himself at the 40.
Yeah, Devin Essemaker was there to end up making the stop, forcing this 3rd down.
2 yards to go. First down markers at the 42 of PW. They are at their 40. 7:10 left in the half. Harbor Beach 17, PW nothing. Receiver wide each way. Running back on either side of Nuremberg in the shotgun. He's going to keep it for himself to the right side. Has the first down to the 45 and across to the 47. A 7-yard gain for Nuremberg on the keeper. As Harbor Beach nearly had him at the original line of scrimmage, but the line used their power and their strength to push them another 5 yards.
And they should be able to do that, and Harbor Beach knows that these plays are going to happen. They're going to have to give up the 1-2-yard plays most of the time because they're preventing the big play. Colin Cook, though, did a nice job stepping up to slow down the quarterback there.
Receiver wide, same formation. Receiver wide each way, Nuremberg in the shotgun with Rademacher and Wolniakowski and one on each side. It's a handoff to Wolniakowski around the left end. He's breaking free as a first down to the 40. Finally brought down to the 37-yard line by Josh Shelke on the 2nd effort. A big run for about 16 yards for Wolniakowski, his longest of the day. His 5th carry now has 23 yards.
Yeah, they're by far their longest run of the day. Got into the Harbor Beach secondary. Josh Shelke is the last option out there and must come up with that tackle for Harbor Beach, and he does so.
Wolniakowski against Carson City Crystal Falls did that all night long. This is the first time we've seen it so far today. I formation in the backfield, Nuremberg in the under center. It's a handoff to Rademacher, and he's brought down to the 35-yard line after a gain of 3.
DJ Ridner, number 35, makes the tackle on the play.
5:57 left in the first half. That's a loss for words there, Dave.
I could tell. I thought you had more. I'm sure you did.
Oh, there's plenty up here. Just not sure where it is at the moment. 2nd and 7 now for PW. Receiver wide each way. Same formation. They go with a receiver or a running back on either side of Nuremberg in the shotgun. Now they go into the I formation. Nuremberg under center. 2nd and 7. Back to pass. Quick pass to the right. It is underthrown. Intended for Lane Simmon. The 6'5 wide receiver falls incomplete, was thrown at his feet. No chance of even getting that one. As a tall man, it's tough to bend over like that.
It's a long ways to the ground for those tall guys out there, I understand. But it definitely a pass that was underthrown. The receiver did a nice job getting separation from Travis Essemaker. Essemaker recovered well, but the ball was so poorly thrown that it did not matter.
2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Wolniakowski in the backfield with Nuremberg rolling to his right to pass. He tries to go for his favorite receiver again, Simmons. This one's underthrown at the 25-yard line, incomplete. And now a 4th and 7.
Yeah, upset with himself there again. He left it short. Obviously, you don't want to overthrow it because that's where the Harbor Beach defenders reside out there. But You got to give your big receiver a chance to catch the ball and make a play. That would have been just enough for a first down. Now, fourth down upcoming for Pewaumma Westphalia.
Nirenberg comes from the far sideline with the call from his head coach, Jeremy Miller, the first-year coach at PW, first-year head coach. 7 yards to go, two receivers to the right, one to the left, Wolniakowski in the backfield, and he's rolling to his right to pass. Tries to go downfield, has the receiver open, number four, the 25-yard line complete. William Fandel for the first down, a 10-yard reception, and moves the chains for PW.
And just a perfect route run by the wide receiver there as he goes just past the first down marker, turns around in a deep curl route, sets up and shows his numbers to the quarterback, and Nirenberg that time was right on the number.
Nirenberg now 5 for 10 for 49 yards in the passing game on the day so far. First and 10 for PW, pro set. And it's a handoff to Wolniakowski around the left end. Harbor Beach swarming to the ball. And number 21 bringing him down for Harbor Beach is Devin Lemanski after a 3-yard gain around the left end down to the 22-yard line.
That's Devin Lemanski's fifth tackle of this first half.
He does it quietly, but he has a lot of presence on that field with 4.5 to play before halftime. Harbor Beach leading 17-0. Receiver wide each way, Simmons to the left. To the right is Fandel. Redemaker and Wolniakowski in the backfield, and Nirenberg's keeping it for himself, and Harbor Beach meets him at the 20-yard line after a 2-yard gain with authority. Number 21,
there he is again.
Devin Lemanski with yet another tackle, his sixth of the day.
That tackle wasn't so quiet. He actually hit him very hard on that play, bringing up a long third down for Pewaumma Westphalia.
5 yards to go. First down marker is at the 15-yard line. The ball is just inside the 20, inside the red zone of Harbor Beach. PW going for it. Simmons to the left. Fandel to the right. Redemaker and Wolniakowski on either side of Nirenberg in the shotgun. It's a handoff to Wolniakowski. He rolls down to about the 16-yard line. Looks like he's very close to the sticks. Might be short by about a foot. Depends on the spot. And they're going to put him down just this side of the 15-yard line. Brings up fourth down. Clock continues to roll at 3.5 to play.
Fourth and very short upcoming. Austin Ginther making the stop for Harbor Beach on that last one.
Fourth and less than a yard to go at the 16-yard line. First down markers at the 15 of Harbor Beach. PW going for it on fourth down. Simmons wide to the left, Fandel to the right. Same formation as the past four plays. Nirenberg now going under center in the I formation. Redemaker in front of Wolniakowski. He's going to go for him for himself. He has the first down on the QB sneak underneath center. Down to the 14-yard line, a gain of 2, first and 10 for PW.
Yeah, didn't get it by much, but Jake Shoemaker there to stop him after that 1-yard gain.
We'd like to welcome all of our listeners from the greater Lansing area from Pewaumma Westphalia listening in today, as well as all the hunters out in the tree stands. We're getting word that they're listening out there using their Cruise 102 app on their Apple or Android device. Just go to your marketplace or just go to thumbnet.net, click on Listen Live, or go to WLAWSports.com to check out all of the action on WLAW Sports. Handoff to number 22, Wolniakowski, down to the 13-yard line. It's actually the 12-yard line after a 3-yard gain around the left end. Now brings up a 2nd and 7.
Yeah, George Sutherland was there waiting for him.
2:28 left in the first half. 17-0, Harbor Beach leads Pewaumma Westphalia.
As in the third, Clark. In the third quarter, Ishpeming leads 22-13.
Of course, the winner of this game goes on to take on either Pewaumma or basically Ishpeming. As it's a Nirenberg back to pass, rolling to his right down to the end zone. This one's overthrown, out of bounds by about 5 yards. Intended receiver was number four, William Fandel, the 6'2" junior wide receiver for the Pirates of PW. Falls incomplete, now 3rd and 7.
Yeah, Travis Essemaker was like a shadow on that play, running with him step for step. So that ball was overthrown because that was the only place Fandel would have had a chance of making that catch. Unfortunately, Nirenberg floated it out of bounds.
Third and 7. Now for PW. Working inside the left hash. Left to right across your radio. Receiver wide each way. Simmons to the left. Fandel to the right. Nuremberg in the shotgun. It's a handoff to Wolniakowski in the misdirection.